if you feel like a little fish in the podcasting sea, if you feel like a little star in the podcasting universe, I can help you. I can guide you through the waters of podcasting.
Yes, we will help guide you.
Yes,
we will. Very difficult waters of podcasting.
I don't know, did you like that intro? Should I do it again?
No, I think that was a great intro.
Yeah? Okay. So to all my fishies and little stars and little sheeps,
I think it's one of your best intros. I mean, that was incredible.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Pod Sound School. I'm Veronica.
Hey, and I'm Studio Steve.
And we are the Pod Sound School. We help entrepreneurs, business owners, content creators, podcasters, your mom and dad, grandma and grandpa to plan, produce, promote, and launch a successful podcast.
What is today's episode
so
all about?
For today's episode, we've been working with clients trying to help them to grow their podcast and help them to reach a bigger audience and to grow their audiences. And one of the things that we have seen lately is the need for podcasters to be on camera and to record videos and use those videos on their social media platforms in different ways.
Yes.
And the name of the episode, the title of the episode is Grow Your Podcast Audience by Leveraging the Power of Video.
Yes. And on this episode, we are going to convince you to get in front of that camera and start leveraging the power of video.
Yes.
It's very important and very effective, and we're going to go through all the reasons why. And our hope is that by the end of the episode, you are convinced and you're going to shed off that shy skin.
Yeah. We'll help you.
We'll help you and get in front of that camera and start really leveraging, like the title suggests, everything that video marketing has to offer your podcast.
Yes. And I know what the immediate response to this would be. The whole reason why I choose podcasting is because I didn't want to be on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And my response to this is, sorry, friend, you will have to. Like, we haven't put you through enough by making you learn about editing, pushing you to get over your fear of speaking into a microphone, turning you into social media ninja, and completely changing the way you see your show, high quality and a growth mindset. We will turn you into a video diva in no time after convincing you that video should be part of your promotional campaign. Hashtag whatever it takes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now what?
Whatever it takes. Hashtag whatever it takes. Yes. And before we totally dive into the episode, I wanted to let you know that Veronica and I are going to have a little competition with each other to see who the favorite host is. Now, I've been joking that I'm the least favorite host, but secretly, I want to be the favorite. So we've set up a Buy Me a Coffee campaign, and we'll leave the link here in this episode. And you can stop by our Buy Me a Coffee page and buy us a coffee. And there's an option there to leave a note or your Twitter handle. And make sure to leave your Twitter handle, and we'll give you a shout out. But also, tell us who you're buying the coffee for.
Yes.
Veronica or Studio Steve.
We're doing a little competition. I think that I'm going to be the one getting coffee than Steven.
Yes. Now, I did get a coffee purchased for me in real life.
Oh, boy.
From a drive-through in Starbucks a few weeks ago. And it was the highlight of, like, my year, maybe.
But anyway, if you want to support us with buying us coffee, then how can they access that?
They can access that from the link of this episode. Mm-hmm. And you can also find that link from our website at podsoundschool.com. You'll see the Buy Me a Coffee badge there anywhere on our website. And then just check the link of this episode. It'll say Buy Me a Coffee. Click on that. Come buy us a coffee.
Mm-hmm. And leave a note. This is for Veronica or this is for Steven.
Also, Veronica has a goal to get 500 members into our Facebook group by the end of the year.
Yes. So Podcasting for Buses, for those of you who don't know, we have a Facebook group. And I want to apologize if I'm being repetitive. every episode, but I really, really want to have my 500 members before the year ends. Mm-hmm. This is a goal that I have in mind, and I've been asking everybody, I've been asking people on Instagram, we've been asking people on Twitter. Mm-hmm. If you haven't...
People at the grocery store.
People at the grocery store, my neighbors. Yep. Everybody and their dog to come and join our Facebook group. Yes. So far, we have 194, I checked this morning.
194?
Yes.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I know.
So we only need 306.
Yes.
By January. Uh-huh.
And I did the math. We need around 50 members each week from this point until the end of the year.
Okay.
So invite everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think we should get into the episode. What do you think?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So number one, we're going to talk about a few different things here. But the first one we're going to talk about is why you should include video marketing into your podcast promotion.
So basically, the reason why you should be including video to your marketing
your podcast
campaigns,
marketing
your podcast
strategy.
Marketing strategy mm-hmm. or campaigns is because you want to increase your engagement and you want to give more exposure to your show. Like I already mentioned, you want to expand beyond that circle of listeners that mm-hmm. you have every week. And by changing things around and adding video to your mix, this will allow you to reach more people and create more engagement. That's the main reason, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know, we work with so many podcasters and they all have one primary concern, really, that they're struggling with the most, mm-hmm. and that is to find more listeners for
find more
show.
Listeners, yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and you know, we wouldn't put you through that pain of talking in front of a camera capriciously.
Mm-hmm.
Video marketing is here to stay. And if you don't believe us, we've found some statistics from a bunch of really cool and reputable sources online that will convince you otherwise of just how powerful video marketing is. The first is the major social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Snapchat, and TikTok. Yes, our kids introduced us to TikTok. The end of the world is approaching. They all favor video. And let's not forget about the giant YouTube with 500 hours of video being uploaded every minute worldwide. That was according to statistics in 2019.
Mm, yeah. 55% of people watch videos online every day.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So more than half of...
Like 55% of like people around the world?
Yeah, on the internet.
On the internet?
On the internet. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's according to Digital Information World.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that comes from. And then also... Social video generates 12 times the shares than text and images combined. That's, I think, my favorite one.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously the most popular form of marketing.
Also, 85% of Facebook videos are watched without sound.
That was crazy to me, too. I mean, that's a huge mm-hmm. number. 85%.
That is, it tells you right there, because the same thing happens on Instagram. You want to make sure that you have some kind of captions for your videos.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
make sure that you add some info cards or that you add captions to your videos and that you make those videos short, sweet, and concise.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But the top three most effective types of video content, those are customer testimonials, 51%, tutorial videos, 50%, and demonstration videos, 49%.
And that comes from Curata.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram has numerous fun filters and different tools to edit your videos and turn them into video clips for your Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. And Instagram also offers video on demand through IGTV. And IGTV is on the ups. It's on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
And it is now threatening YouTube. And I think
kinda
that...
Kind of is.
Yeah, it is. And you, I mean... YouTube's tripping out enough that mm-hmm. they've created stories now mm-hmm. on YouTube.
And Instagram stories is a big one, too. Mm-hmm. You need to be on Instagram stories and not only reposting somebody else's quotes or something that you type. What I've discovered for our account and my clients is when they get in front of the camera and they record videos, their Instagram stories get more engagement mm-hmm. and get more clicks because they have that video component that people like to see your face and they like to see what you have to say. And mm-hmm. you're going to have to do it.
Yeah. And then also earlier this year, Facebook changed its algorithm, prioritizing video directly mm-hmm. uploaded to Facebook. instead of link sharing. So a little trick you can do there with your videos is rather than share your YouTube video to Facebook or your other videos to Facebook, mm-hmm. upload it directly to Facebook.
Mm-hmm. The best practice so that posts can get a boost and you can get on the top of people's feeds is to have a clip of your main video. It can be, you know, a 1 minute, 2 minute clip. And then on the caption, then you say that the link to the complete video, you're going to drop it in the comments below. So mm-hmm. that way you will make Facebook happy and then you'll be directing people to the other sources too.
Yeah.
So we're giving you this statistic so you understand that the different social media platforms and the different marketing strategies,
they're all leading towards video.
Towards video.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And
there are certain things that audio cannot, just the same way there are certain things that video cannot accomplish or cannot do for your audience, there are certain things that audio cannot do either. They both can complement each other and make it for you to have a killer strategy.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, we're in the world of audio and everything else, but mm-hmm. I mean, just that staggering, like people are 12 times more likely to share. And it's actually more than that because that's images and text combined, right? So mm-hmm. you got to get onto video. Why don't we move on to number two of our 3 points that we're going to cover?
Yeah, so there are two kinds of videos that you can incorporate into your podcast promotion strategy. They don't have to be time consuming. And if you have a system and strategies in place, one video can be repurposed in a variety of ways or published in different platforms. And for our next episode, we are going to teach you how.
Yes.
We're going to give you the tips and tricks and our ninja tricks to make killer live stream videos and also videos on demand or pre-recorded videos.
Yeah, we're going to talk about live stream videos, mm-hmm. how you can make them while good practices mm-hmm. that you can use while you're actually recording your podcast. We're going to share gear. We're going to talk about the streaming platforms that you can use. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about budgets and compare and contrast, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. And we're also going to give you tips. After you've done the live video, you can also find little nuggets in there and create some video on demand that's mm-hmm. also fun little micro content that you can share all over your social.
Yeah.
So make sure to tune in next week.
Make sure you tune in next week for that.
It's kind of a part two of this one.
Mm-hmm.
So
the two kinds of videos we're going to be covering on this episode are live streaming videos mm-hmm. and VOD, video on demand, or pre-recorded videos.
Yes. So live streaming videos take priority in social media feeds. Every time you go live using Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, your followers are immediately notified so they can be an active part of the live streaming video. Now on Twitter, it's not as much a notification as it is you just appear at the top there.
Mm-hmm.
But the live streaming videos get a lot of visibility.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great way to stand out from the noise. Live videos also take priority over VOD or videos on demand because they're featured there at the top, right? And if people subscribe to your live notifications, then that's another way that they can get a live notification. So you can always ask people, hey, make sure you subscribe to our live feed. Live videos are also super important because they give you exposure.
They are so, so important. And we are so glad that we got into recording our podcast live because it just makes it more fun, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, it does.
And also, you may have a big following, but the chances of all of your followers seeing your content is very low.
Mm-hmm.
The followers that would get your content are the ones that interact with your account the most. I don't know if you know this, but this is how the algorithm works for Instagram and Twitter. Mm-hmm. That's why even though you may be following 5,000 people, then you seem to be getting the same people on your feed, right? Mm-hmm. Because those are the accounts that you follow the most. Same with other people following you. If they interact with your account the most, those are the ones that are going to get notified about your tweets or your Instagram posts.
Uh-huh.
However, uh-huh. live video streaming increases the probability of people being notified of your live video. And those who happen to be connected at that moment will be curious to check you out. So, you know, it happens to me all the time. I'm on Instagram or I'm just checking something on my phone and I get a notification that somebody is live. it's just so tempting to see, to click on that notification and see what they're talking about, what the subject is about, what is the environment, does it look professional, does it look like, you know, they're going to teach me something, does it look like they're going to entertain me, is it fun, is it, are they being funny? So
and that's something that we're going to cover next week as well, too, is some of the proper techniques you can use when doing your live video.
Yeah, because you want to look, you want your live videos to be a reflection of your brand.
Yes. And that doesn't mean you need a bunch of fancy equipment or streaming or anything, but at very least, maybe a tripod for your phone.
Yeah, some camera techniques and just to check your environment so you don't see, people don't see your dirty underwear.
Yeah. Unless you're the Dirty Underwear Podcast.
Yeah.
And that's kind of your thing. You
yeah.
know?
So live videos increase engagement. Oh, I was going to say that the first time we went live, we have one soul joining the live stream. Uh-huh. And don't worry about the low numbers the first time you start doing it, because this is going to increase. The more you have consistency and you have quality content, and you have, there's a branding and a little bit of technical setup, and you do it every single week, the same day, the same time, then people, you will create this momentum and people will know that you'll always be live at this time, and they will tune in if they like you and if they like your content.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Veronica mentioned that one soul. We're still friends with that one soul.
Well, still and friends with that one soul. That will, yeah.
Yeah, and on Twitter, we associate, we made a good impression, they like us, we've answered some questions.
Now, so even if the live video is only attracting like one person,
each time you go live,
that means that your audience is growing by one person. Or it can be 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 people subscribing to your podcast and listening to your show.
Yes. And then the other thing that happens with your live videos, and this isn't to jump ahead into the next section, is that they, on all the platforms, will become a video on demand as long as you leave them there. And like on Twitter, you can keep it as a pinned tweet for a while. On Facebook, you can keep it in your groups or on your page. After we're done streaming this on YouTube here, it's going to go onto our channel as a video. And we can optimize it and do all that stuff with it too. So consistency.
Consistency.
And you were kind of touching on that when people consistently start to expect you and they always see you there live. Eventually, they'll click on you.
Yeah. And that is something we are telling you to do. And we're not doing it ourselves. Our schedule is all over the place, unfortunately, because
we have a baby and
we have
and
a
you
baby.
Don't need to hear all the
you
reasons,
don't need to hear all our drama. But we started doing it on Tuesdays at noon. And we have to move it to Wednesdays at 2 because of our schedules and our baby. But when we were doing it Tuesdays at noon, like, we started to see people tuning in.
Because
they're like,
basis.
Oh, the pod sounds cool. As you know, it's Tuesday at noon, the pod sounds cool is going live.
And now we've kind of pushed over to Wednesday at 2.
And if you have questions for those people who are going live, then you know that that's your opportunity.
That's your opportunity. Yeah, exactly. Or if you, you know, in the case of a comedy podcast or a true crime podcast or anybody, if you want to go live with your podcast, gives you a chance to sort of interact and do the shouting out right there on your podcast, and whether it makes it into your edit or not, which is great, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so the other thing that you also are touching on as well too is quality content, right? So with your content, you want to make sure, and I'm sure you've heard the expression content is king. Well, now it's more like video is king. The quality of your content really does speak volumes about your product, your brand, your business, and you. And quality content is the number one tool that will keep interested viewers coming back for more. And again, quality content doesn't mean that you need thousands of dollars of video equipment or anything like that. It can be the topics. It can be how well you've researched. It can be
Your environment when you are going live.
Yeah, your environment when you're going live.
Yeah, because you have to differentiate between like, oh, I'm going to hop on Instagram stories and tell people I'm on my way to the gym. That's different from you scheduling your live streaming every week so people can interact with you and can see you as a brand.
Yeah.
You have to protect that and you have to show yourself as a brand. You don't want to do those streaming videos from your bed or from your couch with your cat. Yeah. You want to have this special place, you know, your recording area.
Uh-huh.
That's going to be because you're going to be recording your podcast. And then just make sure that that area reflects mm-hmm. you, your brand, and your podcast in a very good way. Because sometimes I'm like, oh, so-and-so is live, and I'm all excited, and I click on that, and they're like so close their to their faces, or they're on the, like, ugly beat-up couch.
Mm-hmm.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. Carambas. No.
The other thing, too, to have in mind, and always to have in mind, is to do your market research and to really understand what your audience is concerned with,
mm-hmm.
and to understand what their pain points are, what their needs are, if there's anything you can help them with.
Mm-hmm.
And this goes for every genre of podcast. It's not just informative podcasts or business podcasts. It's comedy podcasts. It's entertainment podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's true crime podcasts, D&D podcasts. All of them have a niche market, and your niche market has specific needs and desires and things they need help with, things they... Mm-hmm. are interested in, things they find funny. And there's some really interesting statistics too that we didn't share about, like how it was like 50% of people or something will click off of a video under a minute.
Yes.
You know, so you do have to catch people's attention and things like that too. But that's okay, because that's all part of the live environment.
Mm-hmm.
Just catching that person's attention for 15 seconds is better mm-hmm. than not catching it at all, right?
Yeah.
And then people eventually get to know you, and they will remember you, and they'll come back, and they'll mm-hmm. check it out when you're having an event or next time you want to push an episode really hard or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we move on to number three? Are you ready? Did I miss anything?
Yeah. No.
Okay, so number three is...
Video on demand.
I want to burp.
Oh, go ahead and burp. Now's the time.
Sorry about that. I cover my mouth.
Videos on demand, that first off, they're pre-recorded videos that are uploaded to a system and are available to watch at the viewer's convenience. This is basically just all the videos that we upload that aren't live. So there's live videos and then there's all the other ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
They fall into three categories, and those are awareness, engagement, and education, depending on your show. Engagement, I think, is where the entertainment and the comedy and that comes in as well.
Mm-hmm.
So first, awareness. What is your podcast about and why they need to listen?
Mm-hmm.
So you're making people aware of your why. You're telling them, I guess, the story of who you are, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
The other one's engagement. So this is meant to spark a reaction. This is meant to get people mm-hmm. engaging with
you. So it's getting you in front of the camera and talking about your next episode. And let's say my next episode is about seasonal depression, or it's about how the holidays are coming and people who are lonely are getting depressed. So mm-hmm. you just stand in front of the camera and say, well, did you know that 60%, 70% of Americans suffer from seasonal depression and, mm-hmm. and anxiety for the holidays? Did you know that, you know, like, it's just causing curiosity and for people to come and listen to that a specific podcast episode?
Yeah, you want to get to their feels,
right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then the next one, education. You want to further educate mm-hmm. your audience on a topic that you cover in your podcast, but it requires visuals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, another educational one you can do is animated explainer videos. Mm-hmm. And with this kind of video, you can show your audience how to subscribe. And then also you can do vlogs. You can do behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You can show people that how you're recording your podcast. All of that's really cool. And this is totally different than the live video. But mm-hmm. you could also take your live video, like we said, and then snip little chunks of it out and put it into little bite-sized pieces of some of the highlights from your live, and then make those videos on demand for people mm-hmm. to consume. And like I said, we're going to be getting into that a lot more on next week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be going live here again on YouTube and on Twitter at 2 p.m. on Wednesday, Mountain Standard Time.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely check back in next week, because we have a lot of really fun tips and tricks. We're going to share some streaming tools that you can use. We're going to share some of the equipment that mm-hmm. you can use on yeah. any budget, and get into some of the tips and tricks.
We're also going to share with you some of the techniques that you can use to gain more confidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, be more confident.
Be more confident
in front of the camera.
In front of the camera and things like that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then finally, I think the last one with videos on demand are announcements. Making announcements, you can, for future events, future episodes that are coming up. Create some hype for episodes if you're going to interview somebody cool, if you're planning a giveaway or announcing that a new episode went live.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just kind of a good practice to do. I know a lot of people and have a lot of success with it.
Mm-hmm.
Where you just pop in front of your phone and, you know, on today's episode, I talked about this and this and this, and it's important that you come check it out because,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to find it very useful because, and this is how you find it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you do that very quick in front of your little diva light in your bathroom where you have that beautiful purple paint you just put up, and it's perfect, right? Because
yeah.
it happens to be the brand color of your podcast or what have you. So what do you think, Veronica? Is there anything we're missing?
No. We don't want to get you overwhelmed and worried that you are not using video yet and that you're not prepared, that you mm-hmm. hate your, you know, the way you look, that you hate the way you talk, that mm-hmm. that you don't like your hair, you don't like your nose, mm-hmm. that you don't like your ears, that you don't like your teeth, because, mm-hmm. You know, you're going to go through that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a process. We went through that process. We know it can be painful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't like my nose. I didn't like the way I talk. I didn't like my hair. But, you know, those are things that you have to overcome in order for you to take your podcast or your brand to the next level. And like we've been saying the last few episodes, it's a journey. It's mm-hmm. a personal journey to put yourself out there and to have a podcast and to have your business. And you're constantly being tried and you're constantly being pushed.
You're constantly being tested and pushed to new limits.
And push your limits and getting out of your comfort zone. And most important is to feel confident and good in your own skin.
Yes.
Because when you feel that way, then you can talk in front of a camera, you can talk in front of an audience, and mm-hmm. you're going to be charming and you're going to be like a magnet for people. So it's all about feeling good in your own skin and having
confidence.
And we're here to help you.
Mm-hmm.
We're here to help you with anything that you may be struggling with as far as your podcast. We offer different services. We can help you with social media. We can help you with planning your show. We can help mm-hmm. you to step it up a notch with your audio production. Steven is so wickedly talented.
Mm-hmm. We can also take the editing
and he's
off
so
your
humble.
Hands.
He's like, mm-hmm, yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anyway, thank you everyone for tuning in today.
Let us know, and mm-hmm. you can reach me
You can reach me on Twitter at Pod Sound School,
and you can reach me on Instagram at Pod Sound School as well.
Uh-huh.
If you're not following us on Instagram or Twitter, you have to come to those two platforms and following us.
Yeah, come to those two platforms, follow us, come say hi, let us know what you're struggling with, what we can help with. We especially like suggestions for future episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime we get a suggestion, we do it.
We love it. Yes, we love to hear from you. We love to deliver.
Yeah, we love to help you on your journey. It's a win-win situation for us because it helps us.
Mm-hmm.
We're podcast coaches, so we're always trying to figure out and follow our own advice and do our own market research. So
mm-hmm.
please come reach out and come buy me a coffee.
Yeah,
don't buy Veronica
or buy me
coffee.
A coffee. And then one more thing before we go, don't forget to leave a comment
mm-hmm.
On iTunes and rate us too.
Uh-huh.
That help us a lot. And also share us with your friends.
And okay, I think with that, we'll call it good. What do you think?
Yeah, Veronica? Yeah, let's call it good.
Okay, well, happy casting, people.
Bye, amigos.